John chapter 5, verse 30. Jesus says, I can of mine own self do nothing. This is the Son of God speaking in the Holy Bible. And he says, of his own self he can do nothing. God used this scripture to show me if Jesus can't do anything of his own self, certainly I can't. I have to hear from God, just like Jesus heard from God. And then do what God says. I can't do my own will on this earth. So often I will have people say, pray for me that I can get that job. And I say, no, I won't do that because I don't know what the will of God is concerning your getting that job, and I won't pray that. If you want to have your prayers answered, John said in 1 John 5, starting at verse 14, he said, our confidence is that if we know God hears us, we will also get the requests that we have made from God. Our prayers will be answered if we know it's the will of God. But some things that people want and pray to get are not the will of God. So you have to pray according to the will of God. Let's read that. It's in 1 John 5. It starts at verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, in God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. I had a woman come to me several years ago and said, pray that my house sells. And I said, no, I won't do that because I don't know if it's the will of God for your house to sell. I had a young man come to me who wanted to get a job at Texas Tech in Lubbock, Texas. And he said, agree with me that I get this job. Pray that I get this job. And I said, I won't do that because I don't know God's will concerning you. I can't pray that you get a job unless God shows me it is His will for you to get that job. Some people will say, pray that I get well. I didn't even know about myself whether I would get out of the hospital the last time I was in the hospital. I didn't ask God whether or not I would live. I just simply trusted that God would do His will concerning me. Verse 14, 1 John 5. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. In 2018, I fell at my house in Texas. As they rolled me on the gurney past the front door to take me to the hospital, the Holy Spirit said to me, you'll never see this house again. I put the house up for sale, and with confidence, I prayed that the house would sell. I prayed that God would bring buyers for the house. I could pray with confidence because I knew the will of God. I would never see that house again. And that gave me the confidence that I needed to pray that God would cause the buyers to come to the house. It didn't happen immediately. In fact, I had to wait until June 2020 before anyone bought that house. But I prayed in between 2018 and 2020 that God would bring the buyer to the house. And I would say to God, now you told me that I would never see that house again. I don't need a house sitting out there in West Texas, hundreds of miles away from where I live in Colorado. I know it's your will that that house sell. I could pray with confidence. I didn't ask anyone else to pray that the house would sell. I knew it would sell. But I prayed often to God about the situation to keep my strength. So let's read this once again. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. When Pam Padgett got cancer in September 2022, we were shocked, just overwhelmed, stunned. God gave me an open vision showing me three masses of cancer clung together. It was together in her body. And then all of a sudden there was a whoosh, and it just disappeared, fell in on itself. Because of that open vision, which I felt pertained to Pam, I could pray with confidence that that cancer be gone and never return again. She had chemotherapy and radiation. If you want to hear the whole story, which is an outstanding story of faith, if you want to hear the whole story, we have it recorded, and it's permanently listed in our recordings for you. You can hear it by going to the home page of Jesus Ministries Exhortation blog. And on the right-hand side, click on that, and it'll take you to the link where I give the entire story. But if you were to come to me and say, pray that I be healed in this, I would have to hear from God before I could do that. I had a young friend who was diagnosed with ALS. He was 44 years old at the time. He had a wife and two children. They told him he would likely die within 2 years. God gave me an open vision about David. He was on a golf course, and he was playing golf. He was totally whole. At the time I had the open vision, David was totally paralyzed. One of his workers came to visit me, that he lived in another city. And I told him of the vision I had. David was on the golf course. He was jumping up and down. He was signaling to me, come on and join me. This is great here. Clay said, "Don't you think that means that David is going to live?" I said, "No, David is going to die. But his spirit is okay. He will be fine after death. He is born again. He will be saved." And he's saying, "It's great here. Come join me." He was going to go before me, but he was going to die. Clay was shocked. About 2 days later, David died. I sent a letter to his wife telling her the vision I had and that David was okay spiritually, is what that meant. And he was very happy. This was great where he was, and he was signaling, "Come join me." And he was totally whole. Don't worry about his salvation. He's okay. And that's what the vision was telling me. Just because I want you to live doesn't mean I can pray that you live or I can do anything about it unless God works through me. Now, there are times that I'm sure he works through me by giving me an open vision of what's going to happen. But of mine own self, I can do nothing. Faith comes to us after we hear the word of God that he has to say. What God says about the subject shows us what's going to happen. God showed me my house. I'd never see that house again. And I didn't. And the house sold. It gave me the confidence to pray. So John 5:30 is so important. God taught me this in 1975 when I was a new Christian. You can't do anything of your own self, just like Jesus could not. I can of mine own self do nothing, says Jesus. As I hear from God, I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.